here with the team from TechWare Labs in Orlando, Florida. And first, why don't we go around the table and introduce yourself, starting here.
My name is Jason Dunbaugh. I'm the PR manager.
Jason Jacobs. I actually own the site.
My name is Dan Shannon. I'm a hardware accessory reviewer.
My name is Michael Lynch. I am the senior editor.
My name is Kayla DeArmond, and I'm in charge of the new media.
And I'm Laura Foy, and I'm from Channel 10. And for those of you out there who may be unaware, let's talk about what TechWare Labs is, because it's a site that I frequent and that I get constant emails from about really cool stuff. So, Jason, I'm going to turn to you. Explain TechWare Labs.
Well, think of us more along the lines of the consumer reports of computer hardware that you'd find online, mm-hmm. or on your local stores for that matter. We review everything and anything that you can find to put in a computer, not only hardware, but software, computer accessories, cases, pretty much everything your do-it-yourself or enthusiast
right.
might need.
Okay, now there's a lot of content. You've got hardware, you've got software, internal, external, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Do you have to, like, pick and choose? What's the selection process on what you choose to review?
It really comes at it from two separate standpoints. We obviously, as staff, go after I get suggestions for we'd like to take a look at this product, we'd like to take a look at that product. We also have on our website a way for manufacturers to contact us and say, hey, we've got the latest and greatest hard drive, the latest and greatest computer enclosure, water cooling, processor, what have you.
It happens. It happens in an interview. Keep going. We roll with it. That's how we do it. So you've got a lot of stuff coming towards you and a lot of people who maybe are offering you their products to review. This is my Larry King question now. What makes you qualified to be a reviewer? What is your background? And then I want to hear from everyone else.
Okay. Little complicated. I actually started out doing technical writing and training, I want to say about 10 years ago for NASA. And I was interested in building a computer that had the capability to play the games that were out at that time.
Yeah.
And I did not have the money to buy the latest and greatest video card, so I went online to do my homework and find out what the cheapest hardware I could get that would be capable of doing that. It's kind of how I got into doing reviews. I contacted a website, said, hey, what's your opinion on this? They liked how I wrote, they liked how I came off, what questions I asked. They asked me if I would be interested in writing for them. Sort of just progressed from there. I have destroyed more hardware than anybody I know.
And when you say destroyed, what do you mean? You tried to overclock your computer?
I have let the magic smoke loose. I have seen CD-ROMs blow up.
Well, we've had companies give us processors and tell us to overclock until they fry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you're talking. Now, what makes you qualified to be a reviewer? Why should I listen to your opinion?
Back in high school, I was the webmaster for my high school. But I guess past that, pretty much just one of our neighbors actually asked us to build them a computer a couple years ago. And we said, okay, sure, and looked into it later. And built it, turned on, didn't fry, so kept going, and this was actually the first thing we built.
All right, so let's take a look at this. To me, it looks like a really fun child's toy for like a swimming pool or something.
Well,
talk about it. What is it?
Well, the basics was we wanted to build something, and we didn't want to use a standard case. So we went online, and we found the Ultimate Case Mod Gallery, and it listed the top 1,000 case mods or something. A case mod is turning some other thing other than the computer. Okay.
We know what a case mod
okay.
is.
So we
this
wanted
is the
you.
Internet.
Yeah.
We're not that dumb.
How is 2-kid internet? We want to do either a mailbox mod or a fish tank mod or a microwave mod.
Yeah.
And so we went to Salvation Army to try to find one. And all we could find was this hamster cage. And pretty much Mike and I did the project, and the first thing we saw was, well, the power supply could go up here, and this looks like plenty of space for a motherboard. So for $6, why not?
Right. Now, Mike. Now, when you go shopping in a normal store, like let's say you're at Walmart or Kmart or something, and you see normal toys, is that how your brain works?
It actually
how
is.
Can I turn that into a computer?
Is that
your vision?
Dead on.
Yeah.
Whenever we go shopping, Walmart, wherever, we look at a normal toy or something, and we're like, what can we do to modify it? what can we, is it possible to build a computer in it?
Right.
If not, can we build something else in it?
Have you cracked open your Xbox 360? I'm assuming you have one.
To tell you the truth, I have not.
Multiple.
Oh, right? Jason over your head.
No, not me.
Now, I believe that that's against the law.
Oh, well.
And so I...
So it's pirating.
Let's not go there.
Okay, so, what about you? What's your name again?
My name's Dan Shannon.
Dan Shannon, why should I listen to what you have to say?
I don't...
You hired him!
I'm not as much of a computer hardware as far as like motherboards, RAM, hard drives. I don't get into that. I'm more along the lines of the accessories. iPod docks.
Or Zune docks.
Zune docks. Anything that a consumer would go out to buy as like an accessory.
You're a gadget guy.
Right. I don't deal... I like to play with the computers, but I don't specialize like they do. Okay. In that computer area.
And now, so do you feel, I would think that a lot of our viewers out here, this would be a dream come true to, like, do this and, like, I'm assuming you guys get paid, right? or just do it and get
paid in the hardware. Yeah.
That's the other question.
Yeah.
Do you get to keep the stuff?
99% of the time, you get to keep the stuff.
I mean, that's how you got started, right?
Yeah.
And do you hoard the stuff or do you spread the...
Actually, no. One of the main reasons I brought Jason and Mike on was to do this kind of thing. Jason has sort of evolved into doing a whole lot more than just reviews, and he now does pretty much management of all the staff. He's also responsible for he's also responsible for who gets what and when and how and whose expertise lies in what product.
Don't forget editing, posting.
We know. You do a lot.
He needs a little neck collar.
Secondhand man.
All right, so he's the man, apparently, that you need to brown nose a little bit of kid treat stuff.
Yes,
now what's your role in the company? Well, because you get the fun white shirt.
Yes, I get to be the girl with the different white shirt.
No, you and me. Oh, what do you do?
Well,
that's what I do.
My background is basically in marketing and sort of advertising. So what I'm doing is taking all of the reviews that they do and putting those on the MySpace and trying to bring in new people from that area.
Mm-hmm. So and you also work with Facebook, right?
We actually are launching our Facebook coming up soon. I'm just trying to get everything like ready and trying to figure out what the best way to approach it is to see, because that's a different market type.
What is the best way to approach it? Let's discuss. Because do you create your own Facebook profile or do you send out, because they're starting to advertise on Facebook, you don't want to be one of those.
Right. Well, there's
advertisers, right?
Yeah.
What's your mission?
There's so many different people that are advertising on Facebook right now that the time that you get to see it is just, instantly, one click, it's gone.
Right.
So the better way of approaching that would probably be to make a page and actually bring fans to your page. Because that way, they can see your page, they can view it.
Right, and then it's voluntary. They're coming to you.
Right,
almost.
They're coming to you, and you can post the editorials on there, and they can see it. Versus simultaneously or instantaneously, it's gone.
Right.
So it's actually a much better and more effective way of doing things.
I agree with you. I like your plan. In fact, we're going to send all of you people to their Facebook page. Once we get it up, we'll send you a link. All right, not only is it used to be a hamster cage and fun to look at, but this won some awards, right, guys? What did it win?
Well, right now, actually, it's listed by PC Mag as the second craziest case mod of all time. If you Google Gerbil PC, all one word, comes up with like 400 or 500 results.
Right on. And also, why don't you step off, because there's another case mod that I'd like to show you. And talk about the next one we're going to save.
There's another really huge magazine out there called Maximum PC that we're all big fans of. They get probably thousands of submissions a month of different machines with all sorts of computer modifications. They choose the very best to be their rig of the month. This case mod was done by Michael Lynch and Jason Dumba, and they titled it the Spider-Man 3 case mod just when Spider-Man 3 was coming out in the theaters. And this actually won Maximum PC's case mod of the month.
All right, so now who built it?
These two.
It's a combination of me and Jason.
Mike and I collaborate on our case mods.
And you are a Spider-Man or a comic book?
I'm a comic book
enthusiast.
Freak.
Enthusiast. We can say free.
I was going to say free.
He's just generally
it's
a freak.
It's more appropriate.
All right, let's stand up so we can all all right. Point and talk. Let's show me some of the finer details of this.
All right, well, basically this just started off as a flat black case, and we took it apart, painted the front red, put the red to black fade on it, cut out the Spider-Man 3 logo for the front. Paint the drive bay, obviously.
And what is this made of?
This was the most intricate part. This is actually 18 gauge zinc sheet metal, which we cut the spider logo out of and mounted it on plexiglass. We put some LED lights behind it, mounted it on the case, powdered through the inside, and this is actually the entire ooze is made of black caulking, and we actually painted the part silver from black.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, are you a Spider-Man enthusiast as well?
I am, but not nearly as much as he is.
Have you guys considered, because I know there's a lot of places out there that sell high-end, expensive, you know, case mods. Do you guys sell this stuff, or is this just for you?
We hope to. We eventually hope to. If it gets big enough, we hope to have a mod section.
One quick question before we close this thing. What makes your reviews, because there's a lot of people out there reviewing technology, reviewing hardware, reviewing software, what makes what you guys do a little bit different or, let's say, better than the competition?
Okay.
Soundbite from each of you.
I'll take that one. I consider us one of the larger sites online. I also consider us one of the more professional sites online. I've been to every conference from here to Taipei, and I've been doing this for years. I've met a lot of the other webmasters, I've met a lot of the other kids out on the show floor, and they pretty much are kids. I mean, it's a young market, it's that's who you see out on the show floor. Manufacturers like working with us at Techware Labs. We're professional about our products. We don't bash a product unless it really sucks.
Well, then it deserves to be bashed. I'm going to go ahead and answer the question for myself.
Go ahead.
The reason why I like Techware Labs is because I find that your reviews are not only honest, true, accurate, but there's a sense of personality there, you know? Like, there's so many bland reviews you can read where I've read some of their coverage of Macworld. Sorry, guys. And you know, it happens. It's all good. I love Mac. And it really came across, as did this today, that you guys, you know, you have a heart and a passion and personality, and it works out. So everyone out there should go to techwarelabs.com, and that's T-E-C-H-W-A-R-E-L-A-B-S.com. I'm going to take this.